Your purity will be intact. I shall be responsible for that. I shall take the responsibility. If some inner Arjuna pleads in him, then he can begin. Otherwise it will be nama parada. Asraddhani namudana. That is what? To give Harinam, who is not properly come to this standard. That is our eagerness to become a guru. We want to, for our name and fame, we want to capture the position of a guru for some other aspiration. Then the real unificatory duty, without the sanction, without the license. But the general news of the greatness and the glory of the name to spread all around to every corner of the world. That is allowed to everyone who has got little entrance into this zone. But took the responsibility of a guru that who will check the whole body of the disciple on him until he is purified. That is risky, and that should be accepted only when one feels a particular inspiration and urge within. That is. Otherwise this Jati Goswami, the son of a guru is guru. Son of a guru is guru. They are in the physical lineage, they are going on with their trade. A family also. The son of a disciple, he is taking mantram from the son of a guru. This physical lineage is going on, but we do not accept that. Their internal realization must be there. It is all internal, spiritual. Spiritual means internal. We are faith in that internal wealth. Reality is not mere imagination. It is reality. It is more real than the world in which we are living. It is more real. Faith. We must see the truth. We must feel the truth. And we shall try then to distribute that truth to others. We must settle there, in that plane. As long as my position is flickering there, how can I help others? When I am settled in that plane and I get some instruction from Chaitanya Guru, inspiration, accept the risk and the responsibility to deliver others in this way, extending me to anyone and everywhere. Then he then began. And he is on a transparent medium. The medium must be transparent. Guru, transparent guru and a opaque guru. Through Guru we can see Guru Parampara and Vaishnava. Not that, don't go there. The Guru Parampara, Guru, Param Guru, all these things, the Lord, everything may be viewed through him, just as like a spectacle. In the ordinary way, we may think that something barrier between the eye and the sight. So it is causing some hindrance, but not. It is rather enhancing my view. And in telescopic system, far becomes near. Guru Parampara. From guru to guru to guru to guru in this way. Generally we may seem coming through so many hindrances. So it may not be very clear. But just the opposite. By many glasses set together, the telescopic system far comes near. So Guru Parampara is like that. So many guardians, so many helpers. Here in the land of exploitation, we want many servants to obey me. I shall be master and I shall dictate, and many men, money would be at my disposal. Generally we want that, but opposite in the upper plane. We want many guardians, many one will think good of me. I shall be servant to all. They will all be very much gracious to me. That would be my wealth. So many well-wishers. All well-wishers. Bhaktaram jagvatasam sabbalukamaisharam suridam sabbhudanam gyatyamam. When one can comes to realize that I am the highest dispenser, dealer, controller, but I am friendly to all. They can find peace then. Yes. The ultimate authority is my guardian, is my sympathetic friend. So I can live in peace, no apprehension of any future injustice for me. So many guardians, many well-wishers, many guru. All Vaishnavas are our guru, all Vedushar. So I cannot but be safe. So many Vedushar, so many eyes, sympathetic eyes over me. So I am quite safe in that way. We must not be afraid of gurus. So if it is here, we may be afraid. Because we think we are to obey him. Whatever he would say, I am to carry out. It is a very risky life. If I can't do that, then I shall commit offense. All this apprehension may come here. But if we can get out of this plane of exploitation, because everyone is eager to exploit us, so that apprehension. But they are just the opposite. Everyone wants to help one another. So no such apprehension of being attacked from the enemy camp. All friendly. And especially so many interested guru, they take special care of us. Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Gaur Hari Bol. No self-interested persons, they are all God-interested, common interest. Common interest. That is the plane of harmony. Common interest, harmonize. And discord, separate, many interests separate. They are in discord. And only one interest, common interest, harmoniously they are moving there. Trying to utilize every atom there for that common interest. No jealousy. Still in the higher state of service we find a form of particular jealousy, and that is all created as we find in drama. That is all a show. That is a necessary part to enhance our service. Design, special design. In the service, in the promotion of the service, competition also is there. But competition for Krishna consciousness, Krishna satisfaction. Competition. Here competition amongst many interests. Are there competition for one interest? So harmony. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Jai Gaur Hari, Jai Gaur Hari.
So one may have a desire to preach and
preach under the direction of Gurudev.
Uh-huh.
That is safe.
Yes.
That is safe.
Right.
His order, as he is guided, he is going on.
Uh-huh.
Responsibility with the highest general. And his connection with the highest authority.
Mm-hmm.
And they are working under the direction of that, you know, who is connected with the highest authority. Something like that. But to take the whole responsibility in one's own self, that is risky. And that we must be sure of some higher connection. That's some connection of the highest authority. And find an arch within. Go on. Rescue yourself. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj,
yes.
Parama Devi Dasi has a question for you.
Yes.
Guru Maharaj, there are some people who are in the guise of Vaishnava, who are acting as master and want others as servant. How can we know who is pure, who we can trust?
Make it clear. Ah. There are
many people in the guise of Vaishnavas who are wanting to be accepted as master and people to follow them. But how do we know who is actually pure?
Mm. How do you know about other things that one is educated, another is non-educated? How do you know? One is intelligent, another is stupid. How do you know? As much as you can come in a plane of intelligence, you can feel the intelligence in other also. If you can feel within you that this is education, you can feel then whether other is educated or not. So also, when you come in real pure devotion, what is devotion? When you can feel within you, then he would be able to judge whether his words, his deeds, is in accordance with devotion, devotional practices. You'll understand when you get, as you can judge other things, if that element is one, a lawyer can understand a lawyer, a doctor can understand a doctor, in this way. Direct experience. And in direct experience through faith, there is a good doctor. I do not know, no knowledge in the medicine, but so many others who have, whom I can believe, they appreciate them. So I go to that doctor. He is a good doctor because he is recommended by so many gentlemen whom I can put faith in. The first in this way. Then when you have experience with the doctor, that his medicine cured me several times. I felt it myself. You will go to recommend to other patients, go to that doctor. His diagnosis, his medicine is very helpful. In this way, you will be able to know who is a real sadhu. What is the criterion of a sadhu? What is the criterion of a Vaishnava? You have to be acquainted with that quality, that thing. Then you will. In general, symptom has been given in this way. Bhakti parishanubhavu virakti sannatta chaisakti kaeka kala prapadya manusya jatasnata su tushti pushti khuda apayanurhasam. A Vaishnava must have these symptoms in him. What are they? There are many symptoms, but it's nutshell. Bhakti. He must have ever increasing earnestness towards the Lord. Parishanubhav. He must have some clear conception, clear and more clear conception, a progressive conception of clear conception what he is, and the unnatta virakti, and he will withdraw from other things his taste and his likeness and attraction. He will be apathetic to the worldly things. That means Kanak, no greed for money, Kamini, for the male, no attraction for the female, and for the female, no attraction for the male, and the Pratishtha, and the name and the fame, popularity in this world. And he is engaged for something else. That is the general external qualification. Then again, mere withdrawal from this world is not highest qualification. This renunciationist, they also withdraw from this body. But their instruction is more or less destructive, not constructive. The Vaishnavas, they give some constructive idea of the spiritual world. And amongst Vaishnavas also there are many sections, subsections. And the Srimad Bhagavatam has dealt them all clearly. The gradation amongst the Vaishnava faith. And the Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya, how eliminating other spiritual conceptions, and he is giving the development of the whole theistic idea. Generally, first we are actuated by Sukriti, Ajnata, unknown. Sukriti means my energy utilized by some real sadhu for the service of God. Then from that I feel something within me as Shraddha, faith, far-fetching thing. A far-fetched conception about the truth that appeals to the heart and creates the taste. Oh, this sort of goal I like very much from the core of my heart. In this way, he is drawn towards the truth, Shuddha. And then he mixes with his company with so many that talk about that sort of truth, goal of life, destination of life. And this Savandasa, he goes to many and hears about that. Then when he finds that his instructions, his feeling, his grace, it seems to me very effective and very attractive and very promising. So he comes to surrender to him, please take me to the goal, as you say, I want that. The conception of your home, back to God, back to home, the conception you are giving about the home are very attractive to me, and I want to go to such home. Please take me there. In this way of surrendering will come. And according to him, to his direction, he will go on with the practices, Sravan, Kirtan, Smaran, Bhajan, etc. And he will find, if he is sincere, he will find in himself gradual improvement, the nearness to the plane, the conception of the home. He will find it gradually nearer, nearer. And he will attain in such a position when he is fully confident that it is there, it is real, and this is all this, these are unreal. The more earnestly he will make his progress. And that position, after that some position may come, when he will be asked, please recruit others also. What good benefit you are tasting yourself, not alone, you distribute others also, taking, give this nectar to all. In this way the life improves to from the science to science, from non-real to real, from the coercion to the love, domain of love, the progress is there. The final taste, the responsibility within us, Hridayena Bhunit Gyatu. In Manusanghita there is a sloka said, where what should be our duty, the definition of duty, that pious duty, holy duty, Vidyadvi Sevita. Those that have got sufficient knowledge and revealed truth, Sevita Sadvi. And the other symptom, the honest persons are gathered around that. And what sort of honest persons? Adesha Rajivi, who are indifferent to the loss and the gain of this world, what we consider to be very real. This is what Adesha Rajivi, Hidayena Bhanugyato. And you must have your heart's, inner heart's approval to accept that. Your heart will say, but this thing is giving, is spreading within me, is noble and unprecedented sort of satisfaction, pleasure in me, gives me a very auspicious and a promising and a very hopeful teachings to me, to save me. It will save me. I am surrounded by the threatening of the mortality, mortality, janma mrityu jara vyadhi, all these bad elements of this life, but this will deliver me from this. Not only that, but some positive attainment of very hopeful and sweet life there in relation with the highest truth. This sort of thing. As we can understand things here, so we will be able to understand things there, but with separate senses, super intelligence. In the beginning, the help from the other sources, that is, to be depended on. Just as a man who is by accident lost his senses, he cannot help him. But the others will come and help him. He is unconscious. But when that consciousness will come back, he will cooperate with the nurse and the doctor. That this is so, here pain, here is this disturbance, and the doctor will, with the cooperation of the doctor, he will be healed of his disability and adversity. So in the beginning, when we do not know anything, but the other's help is indispensable for us, that is Sukriti. Then when we gaze a sort of consciousness, then with the help of others, with the cooperation of them, we can improve our condition. And our inner heart is an important factor to accept what is good and bad. Heart's approval is a part. And also the previous Sukriti can carry him to a particular group, and then the independent selection comes, chance of independent selection comes to me as much as I awake. And then it may take me in such a position, I am quite confident that this is reality, this is good, then I feel I must go and help others. It is so sweet, I must distribute to others also. The thickness or the intensity comes to such an extent. Not only he is satisfied, but I want to satisfy others with the very same very thing. The progress is measured. on the whole, it is said in Bhagavad Gita also, Nahi kodhanu kriskoshti dhukkati ni tato gacchati. One who sincerely wants his own good, he cannot be deceived by others, because there is God. The omniscient God is there overhead. So only you yourself can cheat you. The others can never cheat the omniscient guidance of the Lord. Vigilant eye over it, the head of everyone. If we do not like to cheat ourselves, no, outside then we can do much wrong. He will come to relieve me. We are going not to hear a stone, that all consciousness and all love, we are going to get his service. So he is the protector there, the protector. Only I must be careful of my internal enemies. That responsibility, my responsibility is there. That I must not deceive my own self. If I am sincere in my hankering, in my will, aspiration, then everything will be all right. Because he is there. But whom I am approaching, I want, I invite, he is perfect. I am imperfect, but he is perfect. With this idea, all through we shall approach. Gold, holy gold. Am I clear?
Yes.
Yes.
Look.
Yes.
9:35.
Maharaj, amongst the God brothers, how does a devotee unsure of an older devotee's qualities, how does he avoid him or his association without creating offense?
First, you need to understand whose company will improve him, whose practices, behavior, conduct is in accordance to Shastra and according to the advices of the Vaishnava. Then he will, when he is free, he may have free choice of the company, but sometimes when working under a superior and in the combination, he finds that there is no desirable sadhu with whom to work, then he will pray to the inner authority that this, I think that this company with whom I have been asked by my superior to work on, not compatible. My Lord, please give me relief of this unhappy environment. And he will manage. He will manage it otherwise, in other way. We have got that sort of experience when under the direction of our Gurudev. We had to travel in preaching camp with, in different parties. But when we came first, we are under the direction of a particular leader. But at times, we found that the leader is not very desirable. Then we had to pray, not complaining against the authority, that I won't be able to work under him, not disobedience in the system, but internal prayer. Oh Lord, you know everything. I find this is not very suitable, and this is causing harm to my spiritual realization. Please give me relief. But may go so far, even that we may not file a petition to the Lord. We should be take it that this sort of circumstance, environment, has some necessity for me to teach something, direct or indirect. Our attitude should be this. Whatever comes, this is earned by my previous karma. My previous karma has taken me in, has earned such environment, and it is necessity to teach me. And whenever my teaching will be finished, the environment will change, and that is real. We have got experience of that in the practical field. Whatever circumstance, environment may be undesirable, but if we are sincere, we must take in a good motive, that it is sent by the Lord, sanctioned without his notice. Nothing can happen, not even a straw can move. So I am put in such unfavorable environment. He is seeing this thing. And as soon as its necessity will be removed, its necessity will end, it will be removed. And I should be placed in another environment. There is no fault, no error in his decision, in the divine decision. There cannot be any error. We have to face all circumstances in such attitude. tattvenu kampan susamikkhamam. Bhunjana evo atma ketana vipapam. This is enlightenment. Own deed, past deed. So I must not quarrel, which my own deed has produced. But I must finish this effect. It is necessary for me. And as soon as the necessity will be finished, it will be withdrawn, and I would be put in another separate environment. We have to wait for the decision, divine dispensation. That will be the highest policy, the most sober and sacred, and the desirable and helpful policy is that in every life. It will increase our faith in the supreme personality, the supreme command of all environments ever may come or now is in future. And this policy of a devotee will be most suitable and helpful. The undesirable things not come suddenly to punish me, but it is necessary, it is self-required. And it will get its fulfillment and then vanish. And then next chance higher I shall get. But if I avoid this, it will be taken out, melted, maybe taken out, again it will come to get its realization from me, to get clear of my debt. And this attitude we shall face all the circumstances, and that will be the best attitude of any progressive devotee. Do you follow?
Yes.
Oh. The most important instruction for the devotees. Whatever circumstances we have to face, we must face it faithfully. Because it is not without any cause. It is earned by me. And we shall lose no faith on the divine absolute dispenser. Without his notice, nothing can exist, nothing can come. He is on the back. He is my well-wisher guardian. He is seeing all these things. As soon as it will be, his necessity will be finished, it will be withdrawn. I shall conquer that. I must not fly away, defeated by the circumstances. Then again it will come to have its debt realized from me. Go. And it will extend my faith also, make it firm. Faith will be more firm. If we face in this way and find that the mist is cleared, the cloudy atmosphere cleared, sun ray has come. Karmanni vadhigarasti ma padishu gadhachana. Your responsibility is only with the work, only with the duty. All you can concentrate, you can collect, and use yourself only to discharge well your duty. Don't care for the result, consequence. Consequence is in his hand. The resultant, I may do my part, but the resultant depends, the consequence depends on the resultant of many forces. So it is in his hand. The effect always in his hand, because that will have to come as the resultant of many activities. So, I should not bother about the resultant. That does not depend on my activity. That is the consequence of the combination of the many, resultant of the many activities, many duties. I am a part. So I must concentrate what is given to me as my duty. Karmanni badikas, ma phalishu kadasa, ma karma phalo hetu bhu. Don't bother your brain with the consequence. Mati sangasta karmani, that does not mean that you will withdraw from the action, from your duty, because the result is not in your hand. That will be foolishness to the extreme. The result is in my hand. It is the whole self thing, not the effect of your own energy, but the fruit of the many energy a thing occurs. The contribution of the many. Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Don't care, give more attention for this. But as much as possible, you try to see that favorable good association, as you can understand. And putting at the same time faith in the whole self-consciousness for whom you are approaching, to get whose benefit. He is everywhere. He is all good. He is absolute. None can oppose His will. So you must maintain posture in yourself. That sort of thing. I am smallest of the modest, but to whom I am going, my guardian, he is greatest of the great, of the greatest. As much as I am helpless, so much he will be extending himself as his grace to me. Jijato potito hai, tavodaya tato hai. As much as one is fallen, so much the attention is drawn from the gracious absolute to him. In a family, mother's affection is little partial to the weak, and those that are strong, mother may not care so much for them, but to the weak, the mother's attention is concentrated. This is general, but the quality, the goodness, must be presumed. But there is mercy above justice. We shall also note that. Mercy is above justice. Love has no recognition sometimes of quality. Ignoring good or bad quality, loves come and lifts us off. That is our solace, our hope. As much wicked I may be, still I am not eliminated from the gracious boundary of the Supreme, the graceful Lord, gracious Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaurani, Gaurani, Siddhāya Gaurani, Gaurani.